phones on silent?
It could be.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You don't like my ASM?
No, I don't like the ASMR. You may have noticed that we did miss a week.
No, we didn't.
We did.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. That was due to Colm not uploading.
I was uploading the WAV file and my internet connection kept timing me out.
Yeah. That was the reason and that's what we're sticking to.
I uploaded it 3 days in a row and then it was like, oh.
And I went in and I was like, I can't see it. Because usually I was like, I can't see it. And you're like, I press publish. I was like, I can't see this.
Two gigabyte files. They were like, that was the size of it. It was a 2 gigabyte file.
That's how much space. That's how fat we are. We take
If I'd made it into a MP3, 320 kilobytes.
These people don't care about
it would have only been
codecs.
About 300 nod megabytes.
Anyway, we missed a week.
Sorry about that.
That's fine.
You know what? Life happens. There's going to be times where we're
going to listen, Colin, we're not going to make the big bucks if we're missing weeks.
We're going to be, yeah, we're not exactly the two Johnnies here now, to be honest with you. Like, let's be honest with you.
Well, they can give up their RT jobs, huh?
I got to put it out there.
Yeah.
We are willing to take their job.
The 2FM after jobs?
We'll do the 2FM gig.
I actually don't want to get into radio. I'm sorry.
I'll do it with you, man.
We have to do it from Cork. We do it RT in Cork, like, yeah?
If they allow us
what
to do
time
do
they do it at?
I think it's like 2 to 4 or something.
I could squeeze that in there.
Yeah, we squeeze it in. Yeah.
Do your job. Fine. 2FM. I'll take the job.
We'll do it.
What was it? They wouldn't give them the time off. They wanted 3 months off or something, wasn't it?
It was that, but I think they were out of contract for the last 2 or 3 months anyway. So they were kind of either negotiating or they were hoping for something better.
And they said, oh, we need 3 months off now. We're going to do a world tour.
But it's, I know what it is, but is it for everyone? Is the two Johnnies for everyone? Is that what 2FM should be about? Are they needed on 2FM? Like, are they better off just doing their podcast and their tours?
Probably. Like, they probably do better with their podcast now than they are 2FM. I think 2FM was to give them a national audience.
They already had a national audience. I think it was more. I think 2FM were taking advantage of them rather than them taking advantage of 2FM.
You think?
Yeah, I think it was more beneficial to 2FM.
We want that job. We can't have a go off 2FM.
We're not having a go off. I'm just saying, to you, like, radio is a difficult market. It is very volatile.
So you think 2FM were doing better getting the two Johnnies than the two Johnnies were getting onto 2FM?
I would think so. Look, no, don't get me wrong. It gave opportunities probably to the two Johnnies. Getting on television is a big thing for them as well. But I don't think they loved the TV of it either. Like, they did that thing where they went to America. And they travelled around in the States and they were milking cows and put their arms up to the shoulder, cow's bums. That's the only part I watched and then I turned it off and I don't know, watched.
I suppose there is the podcast, the touring podcasting is a money maker for a lot of podcasters these days.
Yeah, I suppose. Like, but radio's a tough gig. It is. Like, it is a tough, tough gig. I mean, every day having to be there on site. You know, and
it's different to having a podcast where you can
miss a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Like, I know that it was unintentional, but we missed a week. And if you need to take a week off, I mean, someone understands.
Colin's going. When are you going on holidays now, Colin?
August, but maybe, I don't know. the thing about like a podcast as well is you can run it as a season. Like the same with television. Like, I mean, if you're Jennifer Zapparelli or whoever it is, you do 2 or 3 different television shows and you're a presenter of those.
Yeah.
But they only run for, you know, a 10-week or a 12-week or a 20-week thing. But if you're on radio, it's every day, 5 days a week, 365 days a year minus your weekends, whatever it is.
Yeah,
but
even
the likes of Casey there is 5 days a week on the radio in Cork and then he's on Today FM on a Saturday. That's 6 days a week. Man works hard, like, you know.
That's why he's on the big bucks.
That's why he's on the big bucks. But he worked for it as well.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
But
he's
tough. It's tough.
It is a tough one.
He had to go to Dublin as well a long time ago. Like, and he had a young family at the time. Like, he was only just married, I think. Like, and he had to sacrifice. So to get where you go, you have to put really sacrifice. I don't know if I've got that in me.
I'm too old.
I'm way too old. We're way too old.
This is why we're doing it in a karaoke pod in our time in between jobs.
This is fun for me. This is an outlet.
Because we literally do this between a meeting and doing our quiz on a Thursday. So that's why we kind of fit it in. So I said, if we do miss a week, we miss a week. That's all we can do.
Get over it.
All right, Colin.
Build a bridge. I'm talking to them.
Oh, to them. You.
You, the listener.
You at home with your headphones on.
All 6 of you.
Yeah.
Especially you, Shane.
He knows who he is and all. There's only one Shane that listens to us. There's only one
Shane. And he came up to me and said to me, "You missed tweak. You missed tweak. Last Thursday. Where's the podcast?" I was like, "I don't know. I'll upload it tomorrow."
I actually did a wedding for a guy last night who we worked with there before. Dan. We used to work with down in the East Village. Yeah. Douglas. He got married last night. I did his wedding. That's why I'm very, very tired.
Dan, if you
but
listen.
He said he hammer drunk at 3:30 when I'm packing up. He's going, "Do you know what, Pat? I love your podcast." I was like, "Thanks, Dan." He goes, "No, seriously, I love it." He just goes, "There's no much about it," but he goes, "I just love it. I love listening." He lives in Vancouver, so he's like, "I just love listening."
That's the one person we have in Vancouver that listens to it. So is that that little red dot?
But he said, "It just reminds me of home." And he goes, "It's great having a bit of home that wherever I am, anywhere in the world, I can just listen to."
So we're the two Johnnies. Keep her lit.
Is that their
tag? I don't know. Keep it cutting.
Keep it cutting. Where are we from Tipperary all of a sudden?
They're all from Tipperary.
Are they?
I think so.
I don't listen to Johnnies. I've never listened to one episode, I'd say.
I know, but you've heard of them.
I've heard of them, but I don't even know where they're from.
I think the Canadian guy's going into them. The Newfoundland fella's going into them tomorrow night.
Is he?
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be interviewed or not. But
there's a guy from Newfoundland. He's on TikTok. I actually messaged him. He said he'd be down in Cork.
He's in Cork. He's in Kinsale. He's in Fishy Fishy today.
Yeah, he messaged me. He said he'll try and call into Barcadia when he was in Cork. But whether he will or not.
Send him another message.
All right. All right.
Get on to him now.
My phone's on charge.
That's better be on silent as well.
It is?
Get on to him. Yeah, but he has the craziest of accents. It is a Newfoundland accent. It sounds Irish.
It's not far off of that.
No, it's not. It sounds like rural Kerry.
It's like a Healy Ray. Like, no, just kind of drifted off into the Atlantic and landed there. And then they had picked up half an American, half a Kerry accent.
He's not coming on now, I'll tell you that.
The Healy Rays are now in the blacklist.
But he's not coming on after he hears you mocking his accent.
He'd be gone. He'd be out of the country by then. He's not mocking the accent. That's the accent.
But he's an interesting character. I like him.
We'll see if we can get him on. So have we anything, any news? What's going on since about...
We've waffled on for 7 minutes now. People are listening to this going, would you ever just talk about something interesting? I'll tell you about something interesting. Subscription services. That's what I'm getting angry at the moment. Subscription services.
Okay, name out your subscription services. What are you paying for right now?
The ones I'm paying for are Paramount Plus.
Right.
Because I got a good deal for a year.
How much are you paying?
I paid, instead of €80, I paid €38 or something.
What's on Paramount?
Mission Impossible's, Naked Guns, the Paramount stuff. You get Yellowstone and you get a couple of all those Yellow Jackets. They seem to like the word yellow.
Yellow snow.
Don't eat it. There's that kind of stuff on it.
Okay, go on.
Gillian watched all of Frasier off it, even though I have it on DVD and it was...
And you have it on your...
dodgy box.
You would, what?
I don't have a dodgy box.
He doesn't. You've ripped all your DVDs and you have them on your own little server because you're a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
So Paramount...
Netflix, as my kids call it. Netflix. Next. Gillian pays for Spotify.
Amazon?
I've got Prime. And I pay for Sky.
Johnny Moneybags here, huh? Sky, huh?
And then I've got Game Pass on the Xbox.
Does Netflix not... Netflix. Not Flux. The Netflix capacitor.
Netflix.
My own version.
I couldn't give a Netflix.
But does that come with Sky, no?
Yeah, but I pay on top of it. So my Sky package is, whatever, 40, and then I have to pay 8 instead of 12. I get a slight discount on the Netflix part of it.
Okay.
So, I'm still paying.
Are you getting your money's worth?
No, not at all. Gillian does watch Netflix. She does. My wife does watch Netflix.
But is this going to be like the football thing where, you have to have BT or... No, you've got to have TNT Sports, as it's now called, and you've got to have Sky Sports, and then you've got to have Amazon Prime if you want to watch some of the other games. And what else is in there? I think that's their...
Yeah, you do. Prime and... But TNT have lost a lot of stuff as well. They won't be showing much next year. They've lost the Champions League and they've lost the European Cups and all that kind of stuff.
Have they?
Yeah.
Who's showing them now?
I don't know. Probably Sky. But nonetheless, I was looking at the subscription service thing. I'm also paying for... Xbox Live, so I pay.
Okay,
that's €130 a year.
Is it?
Yeah,
is that what I'm paying?
And then
I'm paying 780.
Yeah, then I'm paying for PlayStation Plus. And
how much do you pay in subscriptions a year?
And I also paid for Nintendo's online thing as well. That's only about 25 euros a year. But when you add it all up, it is...
You're surely special. Playing a grand?
More, sure. Sure, Sky alone with the broadband is 95 euros.
But that's the broadband. I see broadband is different
so to... So Sky TV, the Netflix and the broadband is 90 bucks. I think 95 euros.
Okay.
So if you take it off, just say I'm paying 10 for Netflix. I'm paying 11 for Prime. I'm paying...
I sound like Colm's accountant here now, just questioning him. And do you really need these now, Colm?
No, I don't. And like the other ones that are yearly subscriptions, so it's hard to break them down. Oh, that's only 3 or 4 euros a month. And you're like, oh, yeah, it's only 3 or 4
for the price of a coffee, you can... When was the last time you bought a coffee?
For the price of a coffee.
12 euro, what? Huh?
If you stop paying for that, now you'll be able to buy your own house.
Did you see that TikTok of that woman?
Oh, yeah.
About the prices of houses.
I bought my first house.
And she was never like, and she goes, if they stopped buying coffees, brought their sandwiches with them, and
I bought their
sandwiches.
Own
coffee. I brought sandwiches, and they were like, and how much do you pay for your house? Oh, I got given it. My parents died, and I got given the house. And they were like, all right, Grant. There's another guy giving out about it. He goes, oh, they're all spending money. How much did you pay for your house? £10,000.
£8,000.
And it was like, yeah, it was literally a quarter of like your yearly.
Yeah, it was ridiculous back then.
I was like, and they're giving out about the young people.
And then they'd be like, how much is your house worth now? Oh, it's in an area where they're selling for 280,000. You're like, you paid 8,000 and it's worth 280,000. That's some. People I know now have paid like 380,000 for a house and it's, on, you know, or 450,000 for a house and it's only worth 280,000.
I do know people that paid 750,000 for the house. And I'd say it's only worth it now again.
Again.
They bought them.
The huge dip
16 years ago.
So
in 20 years, yeah, about yep. 16, 17 years ago. So subscriptions, you're paying the equivalent of a small house in the 80s every year.
I'm buying a house. If I just stopped
on subscriptions,
my avocado toast subscription, I'd be all right. But yeah, but I was looking at it and it weirdly skewed. Okay. So like with the online game things, you're getting a library of games you can play every month.
You get and all that stuff like that.
But you're also paying for the privilege to be able to play online. So you're paying for the services. If you're using it, great. If you're not, get rid of it. But the music one is the most interesting of it all. It's actually probably the best value out of all, if you think about it. Like if Spotify or Apple Music or Tidal or whoever it is up their price by a euro or two, it's not technically affecting the library of music you have to the extent of somewhere like Netflix. So Netflix are losing huge amounts of money because they've been investing in their own programming and same as Amazon investing in their own programming. That's why it keeps going up and up and up and up. At one point it was like 6 euros and now you're paying 15 euros. But if you pay for Spotify, you're getting it all. You have access to literally probably 90% of all music ever made.
Yeah.
You're like standing inside in the Smithsonian Library with everything around you, right?
I've recently switched from, I cancelled my Spotify, I have moved to YouTube.
YouTube Premium. Again, you probably access to more on that.
YouTube has more. Do you know what YouTube has that Spotify hasn't? Anything that is uploaded to YouTube. So if you've done a remix of a song, there's songs that I love that are remixes that people can't release them.
Oh, yeah.
But they're now on YouTube Music. And it's picked up stuff that I used to have on my iTunes. YouTube Music, I hooked up to my iTunes. I'm not joking, about 16 years ago.
And I remembered all this stuff.
It has my playlist and has found the songs that I liked and it's matched them up to remixes that I found. So the YouTube Music actually has more music than Spotify. It's now, they used to have a separate Google Podcast that is now being brought into YouTube Music and you get the YouTube videos without ads. I'm paying for the family one and I only have two and I can set up five on it. But it's so worth it. I watch more YouTube.
You should be getting money off YouTube. The amount of people that I've heard you try to sell YouTube Premium to is ridiculous.
It's
expensive though.
For the family one, it's about 18 euro a month.
That's a lot.
Things I don't pay for my Netflix. And I don't pay. I have Amazon Prime. Because I do a lot of deliveries.
It's not because
Amazon have got groundbreaking TV shows.
It's not because you want to watch Reacher on repeat.
I'm not joking, Colin. I'll admit it here. I have a dodgy box. I pay for Amazon Prime The UI on Amazon Prime is so bad. I watched all of Reacher on my dodgy box because it was so better laid out than Amazon Prime that I was paying for. I was like, we just watched on that. I was like, no, it's awful.
I can see a fast forward 4 years from now, podcasts after taking off and Amazon are coming in and they're going, we love what you've done. We love what you've done. We'd like to sign you up for a 4-year deal, but we'd just like to go back over some of your early podcasts. Pat's sweating in the chair.
It's all right. Cullen probably didn't upload it. So.
Hey! So,
but
subscriptions, man.
But Amazon Prime, I pay for YouTube. I watch more YouTube than I watch
television.
I don't think I've ever put on actual television, I'd say in about 2 years.
When the kids get
three
older.
3 years?
We've started watching like Britain's Got Talent with the kids. It is very scripted stuff, but nonetheless, they're amazed by it. They love the variety show angle of it, and it's the only like live TV I think we're watching at the moment.
Myself and the kids watch Beard Meets Food, a guy who goes around eating, doing food challenges.
It sounds like you watch it, and they happen to have watched it with you, and now are addicted to it.
They are addicted to it. They were like, "Daddy, he's gonna have such a sick stomach." I was like, I know.
Yeah, and a trip to the A&E.
And I was like, do you think he's going to do it, girls? They were like, he always does it. And he does the thing at the start, Beer Meets Food. He just goes, he just kind of just shouts this random word. And the girls love it. And they start shouting it out too. But watch more YouTube. I would sit down. I've got some random things that I watch.
But YouTube doesn't really have like what American YouTube has. Like YouTube in America has a lot of films on it. It's stuff that you can watch for
YouTube
free.
Music? Well, it doesn't have a lot of films for free.
There's about 800 films on the YouTube American.
Well, if only I had a VPN
that
I'm also paying for.
Yeah, I pay for the VPN.
I pay a VPN every year. Another subscription service.
But yeah, and I pay for Photoshop. My God almighty.
Colin's now realizing that he could have had a house. Literally, not even one from the 80s.
My God. I mean, I've got, but I pay for that for true work.
Well, that's a business expense. You have to, same as Amazon. A lot of stuff. I hate saying it. I would love to buy local. I can't buy local. It's just stuff. I tried to buy local. Do you know what I tried to buy from my dad recently? It's a weird one. It's a wave something or other. It's for a microwave. It's a microwave.
I was going to say you can give a wave for free.
In a microwave. In a microwave, there's a little patch on it. It's asbestos coated, but it's basically, it points the microwaves in the right direction. Part gone. Microwave now is 15 years old. That's the only part that was gone. Tried to buy it.
It was on Amazon.
Tried to buy it in Ireland. It was €16 for the part. I was like, Dad, it's just a bit, it's like, it looks like a piece of cardboard. I was like, I'll see if I'm going to. I said, look, I'll just buy it for you. €20 delivery of this piece of cardboard. So €20 delivery. And that was express. I was like, I just want normal postage. Wouldn't have let me do normal postage. I got 4 of the same thing delivered for €10 from Amazon the next day.
Well, you can't argue with that.
Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to do it.
I tried to do it as well, but if I need it off Amazon, I just get it off Amazon.
That's where I'm getting the free delivery. That's where I see subscription. What was your problem with the subscriptions anyway?
It's going too far. So it's the TV thing, right? So if you go onto Netflix, like it is the complete opposite of music.
Okay.
So you only get like you're getting 90% of the catalog of all music ever made in history on Spotify. But you're only getting like 1 or 2% of all movies and television on Netflix or Amazon. And if you literally get every service that's available to you, you probably still only have access to like 5%, maybe 20%, maybe 10% at generous. And then the rest of it's like, oh, you can buy it from the iTunes store. You can buy it. You can long-term rented office from the iTunes store until such time as we decide you no longer have access to it.
Yeah.
So even though you've bought the rights to watch this movie anytime you want to, we can reserve the right to remove it and take it down. And that's what PlayStation did. So PlayStation had their own service. Sony had their own service where you could buy lots of documentaries and TV shows. Mm. And last year they closed it down and they just wiped everyone's stuff because they lost the rights to show Discovery and Discovery Plus and stuff. So they just wiped it. So even though you'd paid money for it, and
I think Disney bought all that Discovery
they
stuff.
They did, and that's why the stuff all ran out. Like, but I it's been bothering me, and it's starting to seep into other things that don't need subscription services. Hewlett-Packard. Did you hear about that shite?
I did not. 2 seconds. I must pause something here. Colin, will you do me a favor? Grab that for me.
I will.
I'm just gonna. Come in. We're recording a podcast, and Cullum forgot to give somebody a set of keys. There you go.
Sorry.
See, Cullum is a disaster. Apologies.
Sorry. Do you want an interview?
I think I'll pass.
Yeah.
So Hewlett Packard are trying to get people now to subscribe to getting ink every month.
But you don't use ink every month.
Yeah, but they want you to do it. So what will happen is that your cartridge will go low. It'll send a message to Hewlett Packard, and then they will send you the ink. So they know when your ink is running out. Because you're
most of these bigger printers that you see, industrial printers, they're connected. They're done that way.
But they want the home printer.
But see, the home printer now is a different kettle of fish altogether. I don't believe in that at all.
So they want you to do this. But what they did a few months ago is they uploaded a new driver to your HP device, and it locked out all third party ink cartridges. You can only use a Hewlett Packard one. And if you put it into it, it says, hey, no,
we don't like this one.
And you can't scan or use a fax. These things have fax built into them unless the ink is full. Sorry, unless the ink cartridge has ink inside it. So when the ink runs out, the scanner stops working.
What?
Yes.
But what if you just want to scan to a PDF?
They don't care. They believe that because they've been losing so much money, people buy their hardware and then buy third-party stuff. So they're getting to subscribe stuff. And I'm like, that's it. This is where the revolt starts against subscriptions. And if it didn't start from now, like, I understand Spotify are ripping off artists, but the product itself is good. They don't need to be going off sponsoring Barcelona Football Club for 25 million a year. That's just vanity on the part of their CEO. Yes. Again, Spotify won't be sponsoring us going forward. But that is problems with management. That's not problems with the actual software or problems with the actual platform itself. The platform is solid. The platform is good. And if it worked in the way that it provided for artists, that would be great. But it doesn't. And that's the problem. And we should probably not be using Spotify because it's not as good as maybe other platforms might be. But you know what? We got very serious about this.
Connor's gone very serious. But everything is gone subscription service now. Yeah. Everything is very, very, very rare now. You can actually purchase
an application. It's kind of turned out though that a lot of these things, apps are trying to make you like sign up for a monthly use of them as well. Like not like, so Facebook, we're talking about monthly subscription, Instagram, we're talking about monthly subscription, but even just apps that you use in your phone, like, you know, this is an app that makes pictures of your face and it turns them inside out or makes you look like you're old or whatever you know, you can buy a yearly one and it's 119 euros. And you're like, well, I don't need to pay for an app like that.
I want to look at myself old for a second. I want to turn Cullum into a lovely looking lady in this filter. Look, everything is going subscription service. It's nothing we can stop about it. That's the way it's going because they can't. They literally are losing money through it.
We can. We just stop paying for the subscription services.
That's what I'm doing. I can't. That's the same as I said about the football. If you want to watch Premier League football, it's going to be TNT Sports. It's going to be Sky Sports. It's going to be Amazon Prime. It's only a matter of time that the Premier League will just have their own app. And that's what Sky and TNT, they're all afraid of. Premier League, imagine if they said, right, it's €200 for the year and you can watch all the Liverpool games.
Any game you want at any time.
You can watch, just Liverpool games. It's €1,000 a year. You can watch
another €200 coming off my.
It's every single game for €1,000 a year. You can do
thousand
that.
Euros. It's not going to be €1,000, but you can watch any game you want.
You can watch any game.
€199, and you can watch one team for €69.99.
Yeah, it'll be something like. It's not going to be €1,000. I was just throwing that random number out there.
That's a ridiculous model. Pat, get your together, will you?
The Premier League CEO is like, this man, I like his pricing.
If they hear this and they're like, he's willing to pay €1,000, they'll think all of us are willing to pay €1,000, Pat.
We all can't be paying subscriptions like you.
Just so you know, Sky, he's got a dodgy box, right?
and if my name isn't Cullum Lockheed.
It's not, it's Pat O'Hearn.
Shut up.
Walked yourself right into that.
I'm one of the two Johnnies.
That's it.
That's it.
How's she cutting?
How's she cutting? Well.
Fair good.
What's I going to say? You're on about Something subscriptions. Oh. I can't remember. No, I was going to think of something else. I had something else I wanted to say to you about it. Can't remember now. It's gone.
You should subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe to us, by the way.
I got one for you. A different piece of news. Do you want some news?
Go on.
A bar in North Yorkshire. It's an Irish bar. It's called the Four Leafs. They really talk about that one. It's an Irish bar.
It's different to the Four Seasons.
Yeah, it's the Four Leafs. They are running a bottomless brunch.
Well done. Joining all of 400 million bars are doing bottomless brunch.
Except it's got a twist on it. You get
Twisters.
For 36 pounds for 2 hours, you get a main course of your choice. And then all the Guinness you can drink in 2 hours.
I'm not a Guinness drinker, but that sounds
You're
good.
Not even a drinker, but...
I was just thinking of people who I know who would be like, oh, yeah, forget the food.
Yeah, I'm assuming there has to be some rule with it, like, you know.
You have to have the food.
I've seen fellas drink Guinness before, like, and they literally sup it, like, three drinks, like... I'm gonna split the G.
Oh, I finished the pint. Oh no! Look at me, I'm a legend.
How much damage could a guy who just drinks Guinness do in two hours?
Imagine
it has to be 90 minutes.
Farts out of that bag. You couldn't.
Imagine you're just coming in for a nice bite to eat at 8, you know, 6 o'clock.
Open the door.
You just pass out.
The warm wall of stench coming at you. You can see it coming towards you.
Just a pile of bodies at the door.
Seeping from underneath the door. Load of fellas inside there now with arse cracks hanging out of every...
The Guinness farts.
None of them are sitting at tables. They're all sitting at the bar. Not one of them. And all the arse cracks are hanging out. Because you could do it. Could you do it in Cork? Beamish? Bottomless Beamish?
Bottomless Beamish. You could. 90 minutes.
Sir. 2 hours. Yeah.
90 minutes.
90 minutes. How many pints could I down?
But you know what's going to happen then is it's going to encourage people to be binge drinking.
This is Arthur's Day. This is Arthur's Day 2.0.
Arthur's Day was a great concept when it was originally concepted.
Conceived.
Concepted. The original concept is what I meant to go.
All right.
Like, oh, I'm going down to my local. I hear there's an act on. Holy crap. It's Tom Jones in a bar with 80 people.
There you go. Yeah, I like that.
That was brilliant.
Yeah, but it was all about getting him out at, what was it? What was the time?
7:59 or something, was it?
I don't know, I can't remember. 1759, was that? Was that the year?
Raise a pint to Arthur.
And they used to do a countdown then for 1759. Yeah, you have to raise your pint.
He was a famous Protestant. Do you know that, don't you?
Have you something against Protestants, Colin?
No, I'm just saying.
You heard it here first, lads.
But he was kind of against the old, or his... Irish rising up.
Yeah.
There was a while there where Irish people didn't drink in protest. The staunch Republicans.
We're calling all Cork bars. If you want to do a bottomless Beamish, feel free. I obviously don't drink.
There's no rules. There's no rules to it. Like, there has to be. There has to be a rule to it. Like, there has to be something like
that. Cullum's, you know, now looking at his phone, looking at the rules of this bar.
The Four Leaf has grown in popularity since taking over from the former Pitcher and Piano Bar on John Street in North Yorkshire. It regularly has live music on Saturdays, as well as open mic nights featuring acoustic artists.
We want to know about the brunch. We don't know about, like, Jimmy Murphy who's
and
playing.
The bar also runs 2-for-1 draft offer from 4 to 8 p.m. every Friday.
Hashtag ad. We're now sponsored by the Four Leaf.
The Four Leaf opened on John Street in March and is already a hotspot for Guinness fans. It's a unique bottomless brunch for Guinness that's attracting most of the attention on social media. The offer invites visitors to slurp down as many pints of Guinness as they'd like in a two-hour window alongside a brunch item of their choice. And for 34...
I can't listen to this.
It's my RT accent there. Like, you know. Colm Lockheed, RT News. From North Yorkshire.
Four Leaves.
Outside the Four Leaves in North Yorkshire.
Sometimes you never got behind you.
Just fellas pulling the pants out of their own arse trying to get it out of the place. Like.
Anything they're having is going to have gravy on it because it's been Yorkshire in you.
But after the 2 hours, imagine the damage in the place afterwards.
Imagine the damage in the toilets. I'm just thinking... That's all I can think of is the farts in the toilets. This place will be destroyed.
The heat.
Hazmat suits going in there afterwards.
Oh my God. I don't know if they know what they're getting themselves into.
Do you know in America when they're doing, like, say, you know,
America?
America, when they're doing, let's say, an infestation and they put in the bombs and they cover the house with a tent, you'd have to do that with it.
What do they call it again? Fumigation.
Fumigation. Just put a tent over the whole bar and just, like, stick in, I don't know, Febreze bombs or something.
Febreze bombs.
Febreze bombs.
How that's not a thing?
I don't think you're allowed to word bomb with any of your...
Bath bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of town. You lawyered.
Just lawyered.
Bing, bing.
Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Lawyered.
Dun, I just... Dun, 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 dun. Beow, 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 beow. Febreze bombs. Right. You heard it here first. Febreze
TM,
bomb.
TM.
TM. TM. Trademark.
Trademark.
Febreze.
Trademark.
Do you think it'll last...
What, the Febreze bombs?
No.
I don't know. It depends on the market research. Done.
The beam, the draft, the bottomless.
It's like, it's a great way to get social media hype up, right?
Yeah.
But if they did one, it's not going to last very long.
But if you get Beamish on board.
No, what I'm saying to you is that it's the attitude of the people going in there is going to cause it to come down. I've done a lot of brunches.
Yeah.
Not drank. I've played a lot of brunches.
Yeah.
And I've literally seen, like, and it's women. It's all women going to brunches these days, right? It's bottomless brunch. They bring along their
friends.
Or their significant other. Yes. And maybe, like, you know, a group of people. But I've witnessed women after 2 hours and they're sitting there and they've been drinking away bottomless, you know, Bellinis, whatever they're called. Not Bellinis. Mimosas.
Mimosas.
And Bellini is the peach one.
You were learning that.
I learned
today.
That today. And I saw this woman and she went to get up and she forgot how to walk and she just slammed her face into the ground and an ambulance had to be called for her because she split her lip. But she couldn't even walk out to the front door. She just forgot how to walk because for 2 hours she was sat in the one spot and she just drank bottomless Bellinis, like. Mimosas.
Bellini's a bad name.
You give Bellinis a bad name.
Right, so when are we going to do this? What bar are we going to do with it?
It's
the high B bottomless Beamish brunch.
You bring in pizzas from across the road.
The high Beamish brunch. Well,
the high Beamish bottomless brunch.
Yeah. High Beamish bottomless brunch. I think. Yeah.
It writes itself, does it?
I don't think the high B is, by the way, anybody who does know the high B, it's a very, very old man bar that you can't take a phone out and everybody looks at you.
And everyone gets kicked out of there.
Yeah.
You get kicked out of there. If you're not
barred from the high B. Have you even been to the high B?
If you're not barred, if you've not been asked to leave at least once in your life, which I was asked to leave. I've only been kicked out of a few bars. Like, I mean, I've been fairly good for my entire life.
I've got kicked out of a bar and I don't drink. And they made me do an alcohol test on the way out. So it was a country flag night.
Nice to be called sir, but instead of, like, we need you to. Instead of it being followed by, I need you to leave the venue.
I need to.
That's
leave.
You, is it?
Pretty much.
So you were made do a sobriety test.
Yeah. So basically, in a bar in Australia, one of these backpacker bars. It was country flag night.
The Wool Shed.
No, I can't remember what it was called. It was in Byron Bay.
The Wool Barn.
Yeah, that'll do.
Right, the Wool Barn.
So basically, Wool Barn. Not very politically correct. So basically, ladies took their tops off and they drew their flags on their chests.
Right?
That's what they did. Yeah. Face paint stuff.
Seems like your kind of bar.
It was a backpacker bar. So basically, I'm on top of the stage.
Looks more like a front packer. Yay!
So I'm standing on the stage with a flag on my chest. There was nothing in the rules, ladies and gentlemen.
Coming in second.
So I'm standing in the bar and dancing around the place. And next thing, the security grabbed me, dragged me out. And they were like, come on, you have to leave. You've had too much. And I was like, I'm not drinking. And they were like, what? I was like, I'm not drinking. So in Australia, a lot of the bars have machines alongside the doors. And you put in $2, you get a straw.
Oh, yeah.
You put
they a had straw those in. Bars in Ireland.
Yeah.
They became a game. That's why most people are like, I'm drunk. I am. Beep. I got the highest number.
I said to your man, I said, if I blow zero, can I stay? And he was like, yeah, okay. So got the straw, put it in, blew a zero. And he was like, nah, you're leaving anyway. So he chucked me out. I was like, ah, come on. I went back there the next night. They were fine, but they didn't enjoy me dancing. Listen, there was nothing in the rules. It said you have to be a lady. It said flag night, paint your flag on your chest and dance in the bar and win a prize.
Did your prize was getting kicked out?
Yeah, exactly. Can't believe it. Sexism in Australia. Who would have thought?
In Australia.
Can you believe it? Yeah. I know we're all a bunch of racists.
I've always had problems more or less getting into bars sometimes, like, you know, again, in unusual places. I remember going to Liverpool and they wouldn't listen because it was, they said, no supporters, and they saw we had one of us had a scarf.
Okay.
But like, it was on Matthew Street, and it was one of the first times we were there, and like, you know, there was another bar right across the road, and they're really close together. The bouncers are like, They could shake hands. They could reach out and shake hands.
Yeah.
So like, your man was like, "Not tonight, no supporters." And I was like, "All right." And I looked past his shoulder, and there wasn't a soul inside the bar. He was just looking for a reason to get rid of us. And right across from the other bouncer, he was like, "Don't mind that, dickhead. Come on in over here." And he's like, and as we're going through the door, he's giving the middle finger to the other bouncer.
Your man just wanted to close the doors. He wanted to go home early. There wasn't enough people.
Probably. But he could have just said, "We're closing."
I have been stopped in about 3 or 4 bars for being too drunk going in.
It's your face.
I went in one time and a bar in Cork City, and I did message them afterwards saying, "What's the story with the bouncers?" Went in there Monday night. We were all meeting up with all other bar staff.
What bar was it? You going to name them?
I will.
I dare you.
Go on. I double dare you.
Yeah.
Can't think of the name of the place.
Don't take backsies.
Same place.
Does it still exist?
Yes. Down.
Oliver Brunker Street.
Yeah. A bit further down the end on
Crane
the right hand side. Crane Lane.
It's always Crane Lane. Everyone gets blown out of Crane Lane.
It's
parcel of it.
Monday night.
Yeah.
So
everyone does.
Meeting all the staff in, and actually had collected your brother, and walk in, your man goes, "Nah, not tonight. You've had too much drink." I was like, "Huh?" And he was like, "You've had way too much drink." I said, "I'm meeting the work crowd inside." And he was like, "Nah." I was looking down and I was like, "Am I wearing?" And my shoes were blue. And I was like, "Is it because my shoes are blue?" And he was like, "No, is you've had too much drink." I said, "This is your final time. Are you not letting me in because I'm too drunk?" And he went, "Yes." I said, "I've never drank in my life." I said, "Are you really letting me not
in?" Pioneer. With your pioneer badge.
I didn't have a badge. Never got a badge. I don't want a badge, though.
It's badge. It's your job. I've got a badge. You never got a badge. That's good. That was good.
But yeah, I did leave a message saying, "Listen, who's this guy in the door? I want to have a word."
You got very Jason Statham on there. "Who's this guy in the door?
Who's this guy in the door?
What's he want?"
Yeah, my blue shoes.
It's because of my blue shoes.
But yeah, he wouldn't let me. I got very upset over it. And I've been stopped before going into, long time ago, back in Cubans. Same thing. "Man, too drunk." I was like, "Ah, stop, lads." He's like, "How much have you had?" I said, "I literally had a can of Red Bull. That was it." And he was like, "Nope, not coming in."
It's your face.
I don't get it.
It's your face.
But I have a lovable face.
Look at this.
By lovable, I mean cute but ugly.
We play 80s versus 90s, so we wear the jackets and the suits. We used to wear them a lot more back in the olden days. But one time, we used to play Oktoberfest in Cork, and we used to have the Oktoberfest suits, and literally we'd have that place hopping.
Yes.
But myself and Peter Pizzerak, who is known to us as
Peter Polish.
He's the first Polish guy we know.
He's our token Polish friend. Big shout out to Peter. Well.
She's not allowed to do that.
I can't.
He does it, to be fair.
He answers the phone like that.
He does. And that's the only reason why we're doing it. So context. You can't cancel us now because it's got context. So I said to him, "Come on, let's go to Dublin." And he said he borrowed your checkered suit.
Okay.
We were going to go to Oktoberfest in Dublin.
Yes. I actually remember this.
It was being run by a different crowd. Yeah. So the one in Cork was Erdinger, and the one in Dublin was something else.
Paulander,
Cork, Erdinger, Dublin.
Yes.
So we went to the one in Dublin and we got dressed inside the hotel. We wore the suits and we were walking around Dublin and people were looking at us like we're nutters. Like, you know,
we're
walking around in checkered blue and white suits.
Yes.
And we went to a couple of bars, had a few drinks, and then we went to Oktoberfest. And when we came in the door, we were paying, and your man was like, "Why are you paying? You're not working here." Like, "No." He's like, "What's with the suits?" He goes, "One second," and he ran off and he came back and he brought up one of the festival organizers. And your man was like, "I love the suits. Are you coming in drinking?" We were like, "Yeah, we're just going to buy a ticket." And he was like, "Nah, on me. Come on in." Got us up on stage, jumping around with the band and a fire guy. And then he gave us a few drinks and then eventually he got us like, "Right, you're off the stage." He gave us the
time to go, boy.
The shepherd's hook off the stage. But he was like, "Thanks for that." Took a couple of pictures with us. He said, "Would you mind if we post them up on the thing?" We're like, "No problem." So we decided we were going to go out and we got offered to go to Lily's Bordello from the guy who'd owned it. They owned a pub here in Cork. And they said, when you come to Dublin, check out the bar downstairs. I can't think of the name. Porterhouse. And we've bought Lily's Bordello. Your name's on the list. So we went to the door of Lily's Bordello and your man wouldn't let us in. He was like, no, not tonight. Because we were in the suits. And he was like, you're not coming in to address that. We were like, but we're on the list. The owner put us on the list. And he's like, I don't care. He said, if your man put you on the list, he said, I don't care. I'm in charge of the door. We were like, all right, no problem. So we went to walk away and we went to this other place called the Workman's Club. We walked over to the Workman's Club. And when we got to the door, again, the doorman was like, you're not coming in dressed like that. So I was like, all right. Next minute, these two girls saw, oh my God, it's 80s versus 90s. And they were like, can we get a photograph with you? We went to see you in Independence. You were brilliant. And myself and Peter are both stepping in for the photographs. And the bouncer was given the phone and asked, would he take the picture of the two girls with us? And the two girls were like, you're the best thing we saw at Independence. You were brilliant. We were down there. And we did the three nights inside with you. And I was like, oh, yeah, thanks very much. And they were like, oh, thanks. They went off into the Workman's Club. And the doorman was like, look, if you want to head in there, you can. And I said... F you, no, I said.
You had your chance, Colin.
I was like, F you, buddy. I was like, nah, if we weren't good enough before we got to the door, all of a sudden now we're moderately famous in your eyes. Get out of it. And you know, I didn't say it like that, but you know. And then I went into the bar next door and we sat down and we were having a drink inside there. And I was like, we probably should have gone in. We can't go back now. So we had one drink.
At least you had your time to shine and give him the finger and walk off.
I was like, get out of it. You F you, buddy.
Colin can't say the full F word. We've used one curse, I think, already. So we're a PG, or no, we're a 15, so we can only use one curse per
shite
podcast.
Shite you, buddy. You can use shite. Feck you, buddy. There
can
we go.
Can we say feck? Yeah.
Yeah. Feck you, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. That'll do.
But I that was a long story to get to it. I just wanted to set up the night, I suppose.
That you got to throw it back in a bouncer's face.
Oh, rubbed right in it. Rubbed right in it. Because he was like,
somebody's taking a picture.
Hold up.
So you're saying all you have to do to get into a club is get somebody random to come up and take a picture with you.
Maybe I paid them off beforehand. I don't know. But that can't be proved. Yeah.
It's so funny to get recognized from that kind of stuff.
It's weird. It's also very unsettling because you're like, I don't know what to do with this.
You'd never make it famous.
No, it's very awkward. Someone comes up to you and goes like, oh my God, you're 80s versus 90s. You're like, oh yeah. Like, it's happened three times in my life, I'd say, like, but it's still nice to be recognised.
It's a little bit of an ego boost.
It is.
I did.
And it sounds weird to someone sitting there going, oh, listen to these two lads now harping on about themselves.
We're so great. But it's nice to get a little bit of an ego boost because we work so much and just get a little bit of recognition.
One bit of recognition.
I did a networking awards last Thursday and I was just setting up DJ.
AKA the butt slapping awards.
I suppose we can call it that. But a girl comes up to me and she's like, what are you DJing? I was like, oh, I'm DJing. She goes, you should be up there getting an award. And I was like, what? She just goes, you work everywhere. And she goes, you do so much. And she goes, during the lockdown, doing your quizzes and everything. She goes, you should be up there getting an award. And I was like, thanks so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Would you like to request a song? Just want to have fun. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But a little bit of a recognition. It was happy. It was nice. Yeah. It was great.
It doesn't happen as often as you'd like.
What do you mean?
No, like, as in, like,
I get weird looks off people because some people look at me and go, oh, that's the quiz guy.
Yeah. Did you do the quizzes online?
Do you do quizzes? No, some people just randomly, oh, you do quizzes. Or people, I apologize to people who walk down the street and I'm looking at them strange and they look back at me and they go, oh, yeah. And I'm like, still looking at them strange, going, which quiz do I know them from? How do I know you? Which one are you from? Anyway.
My favorite, I'll give you my one last story.
Go on.
Quick one.
This is not going to be a quick one.
I will. I'll do the quick version of it. My favorite 80s versus 90s story and being famous or infamous or non-famous is we were letting people in. We were in the festival. We had our wristbands on.
Yes.
So we've got our artist wristbands on. But I don't like my wristbands being too tight, so I leave them quite loose.
He's got literally no, he's got ankle socks on.
I can slip my shoes off.
He can slip his shoes off. He never ties his top button. If he's wearing a tie, it's always loose. Literally, just for his wedding photographs, he doesn't wear his wedding ring.
It freaks me out.
He hates anything.
Even a turtleneck, I'd be like, oh, it's like a midget trying to strangle me or something like that.
And you're all talking about being cancelled. If they ever was, we're going to get cancelled there.
A small person trying to strangle me.
A child trying to strangle
again.
You.
Again. So.
But anyway, you have to pay for that. Loose clothes.
Can't say that either. Hold on, we're the two Johnnies. Well, fair good.
Go on, story. Loose clothes.
So loose clothes.
Loose.
So I had to wear the wristband. Loose
wristband.
Because it freaks me out. So I just want to be able to. I want to be able to know that I can slip it off, if need be. So we had to let people into the festival, but we had to go to the box office to meet them personally to get.
So
them
if we in. Put somebody on the guest list, that's what we had to do.
We'd have to go make sure that yes, they are with us. They are who they are. So I went out and I was getting them. I was putting their wristbands on their hands, and the woman in the ticket office saw my wrist, and she's like. She left the ticket office, came out and stood beside me, and she was looking at me. I was like, that wristband is too loose. Tighten it. I was like, oh, I don't want to. I'm sorry. I don't like them tight. I don't care, she says. You either tighten that or I'll call security. And I said, why do I need to tighten it? She was like, because you could give it to anyone. I said, but if I give it to someone else, I can't get in. My logic is
fair. That is sound logic.
And she was like, I don't care. She said, you tighten it or I'll call security and you're not getting in. And I said to her, do you know who I am? And she said, no. And I said, great. And I turned around and I ran away. Just tore off.
And by the way, Colm wouldn't be the most athletic person. Pitchy Phoebe from Friends running away.
I've got a great run.
In a big multicolored suit with a loose shoes falling off him.
Oh, yeah.
As he ran up through security.
I came around the other side with no shoes on. Loose socks,
mucky feet.
So I went all the way around to the main gate where the guys always know us.
They literally salute us. We don't even stop to just salute us, give us thumbs up, and off we go.
Do you have a parking? Ah, no, it's parking pass. Looking for the parking pass firstly.
Hazards. Oh, I'd love the boys. The boys. Hazards on. Have you? It's fine.
But we did 10 years down there, and I'm surprised that she didn't realize. But then about 2 or 3 hours later, she was inside in the VIP area, and she was kind of looking across, and she was looking at me, and I was looking at her, and she was kind of going, "How do I know that guy?" I was that memorable that she forgot me two hours later.
About 2 minutes.
And so I was looking at her and I gave her the old salute, you know, kind of with the, but not with the hand with the loose wristband. I gave her the other one and she kind of saluted back and gave a smile. And I'd say she was like going, how do I know him? Is he? Ah, he must be in the Coronas or something like that.
Hi, I'm Danny Corona.
I'm Danielle Corona, but more likely. He's handsome though, to be fair.
In fairness, yes. Right, we're going to go because I've got loads of work to do. Listen, hopefully Cumberland will upload this.
Do you not know who I am? I'm old Mac Love. I could have you killed.
This podcast might be up in August or some sort. So best of luck. Well done to England on winning the Euros.
Congratulations to Limerick on winning the All-Ireland final.
What?
I don't know. Are they in it?
Colm doesn't know sports.
In Junior B. Well.
Well.
Fair good.
Fair good. Oh, because we're the two Johnnies. Kids strangling.
How's she cutting?
Go on, the farmers. Come on. Get out. Bye.
Well,
fair good.
Well.